Good afternoon. This is the Lyra Atlantis Connection, and I am your hostess, Patricia, and we bring you the quarterly synergetic broadcast of a new era. Today is the 888 Stargate, known as the Lionsgate Stargate, which is actually the Lyra Stargate. And today arrives all new energies that arrive with a packing punch. Without further ado, let's get started with our channel. Take a deep breath in and take a deep breath out. Greetings, Earthlings. We are the Atlantis Connection. And we are here to bring you a new channel for the new 88 Stargate in the year of Earth 2023. So first off, what is the Lyra Stargate? And why is Cyrus in the Lyra Stargate? The Lion Stargate, which is also the Lyra Stargate, has to do with feline intelligence from the Lyra solar system. Therefore, why is Cyrus in the Lyra Stargate? Well, it just so happened that millennia ago, when Earth aligned with the stars, Cyrus was above the Lyra Stargate and made a connection which rumbled through all the earth planes and dimensions. And from then on, the Lionsgate portal, known as the Lyra Stargate, involved the star system Cyrus. Is that still feasible today? Many astrologers will argue yes. There are some who will say no. Whether it is yes or no, the fact remains that the Stargate of the 88 is in effect. And the Stargate system of Cyrus is still within the Lyra Stargate ring. The Cyrus star has not left the Lyra Stargate yet. So that is why the dog star Cyrus and the Cyrus system still connects to the feline Lyra Stargate. And what does that mean? It means that there is a duality, a balance of feline and canine connecting together as in masculine and feminine. Duality has been present in Earth's history since the beginning of Earth's birth. And even though we are, well, Earth is in the year 2023, and there are some changes underway to dissolve gender. That will never totally be because you still need your divine masculine and your divine feminine, as you need the canine and the feline. You will always need the dual polarities. Now, you can have a triality, which will be the duality plus spirit or divine or whatever you will choose to call it. And the Cyrus star system will be connected to the Lyra Stargate for the next 200 to 400 years. Therefore, there is no absolving the Cyrus and Lyra connection. Cyrus and Lyra have a special background together. There have been moments of trials, and there has been times of peace. Both systems work hand in hand to create peace for their sentient beings. Yes, there is communications. Yes, sometimes communications are off, and then communications are on. That is a fact of life throughout the entire solar systems of this solar system, the Lyra solar system, the Sirius solar system, and all the other systems. And we will get into that later. So today we want to talk about authentic power. Where is your power source? Your power source resides within your heart and your soul, that is also connected to Lyra and Cyrus. Many will argue, no, but that's okay. We let the non-believers be. We let them have their own ways of thinking. We don't interrupt or intrude upon them or their beliefs. We just let them be and go on our way. So, Cyrus and Lyra and heart and soul. Lyra is heart. Cyrus is soul. Humanoids cannot be in a body without a soul and a heart. They need both to thrive on planet Earth. If one dissipates, the other one dies off, and then there is no humanoid left. Therefore, both are to be compatible together in the humanoid body. Now, granted, there are times there are disruptive forces at hand, and within the heart and soul, they may not always agree, but then that's where communications come from. Communication is key. Heart must talk to soul. Soul must talk to heart. Lyra speaks to Cyrus. Cyrus and turns, replies, and communicates with Lyra. That is the dualistic nature of the humanoids and the star system surrounding planet Earth. What is the dynamic of the Lyra Stargate? The dynamic of the Lyra Stargate consists of thoughts, feelings, many call manifestations. However, it's not truly manifestation. It is life being brought through from the heart and the soul that is generated and produced on the earth plane. These manifestations or generations must be upheld within the fifth dimensions or higher. The third dimension does not allow for five dimensional or higher vibration. It cannot exist. Third dimensions and fourth dimensions do not allow for the heart and soul speak of the fifth dimensions and above. Which is why there is so much strife and so much abominations in the third dimension. When you find that your life isn't going well and nothing is turning out the way you intended, that's because you're still in the third dimensional realms. You have to release yourself from the third dimensional realm and move into the fifth dimension. You have to pass that fourth dimensional stargate. You cannot go into that fourth dimension. The fourth dimension is built on emotions. You have to override your emotions to get into the fifth dimension. Now, many will argue, no, that's not true. And that's, again, we will just let them be. We won't argue with them. Everyone has a right to their opinions, and humanoids do have their opinions. What is the new objective of the Lyra Stargate? There is a new objective. And it's with Lyra and Cyrus coming together, not as one, but as two individual solar systems connecting and being the driving force behind emanating light from both solar systems. And once again, if you are stuck in the third dimensional and fourth dimensional realms, you will not receive it. It's impossible. The third dimension does not allow for it. So the new objective is the coming together. It is not the conjoining. It is a matter of standing side by side and working towards a common goal, being what our host calls common ground, working towards the betterment of fifth dimensional Earth and her higher realms, along with all her queendoms. There will also be a challenge in a personal quest. The challenge will be for Earth's inhabitants to release the third dimensional realms and the fourth dimensional realms. All inhabitants need to do this. It is not just for one or two or three. Granted, the last download was for the 144,000 people who were the first wave to enter these dynamics. The first 100,000, 44,000 people, humans, received codes. Today, planet Earth and her fifth dimension and above are receiving the new 888 Stargate codes. But you have to be in a fifth dimensional reality. Yes, you will go from five to four to three and then three, four back to five dimension again. It is best to your knowledge and to your duty to stay within the fifth dimension. Of like our host, the host has to drop down into the third dimension. But then host revs back up and arrives back into the fifth dimension immediately. Humans are treated differently when they're in a fifth dimensional plane. Humans live differently when in a fifth dimensional plane. Earth herself is escalating quickly to a fifth dimension, which means sentient beings who are stuck in the third dimension will be left behind. There will be no new codes, and there will be much strife and mayhem. So we are requesting that those who are listening to this broadcast to raise your vibration every day into the fifth dimension. And if you have to drop into the 3D world, that you immediately raise yourself back to the 5D as soon as possible. And there will be friction when you do this. It will be like riding, our host shows us a bumpy roller coaster. The ride will not be smooth. Bouncing back and forth into these dimensions creates havoc on the body's electrical system. Therefore, it was utmost necessary to retain the fifth dimension and above. Many humanoids that are in the fifth dimension are now escalating their cellular body structure into the seventh and eighth and ninth dimensional planes. They're leaving the fifth, sixth, and seventh dimensions already. They're going higher. You take yourself into those dimensions as well. And if you're unable to, at least get yourself into the fifth dimension and practice staying in there on a daily basis. By this time in 2024, you will have mastered the art of staying in the fifth dimension. Now, many channels say, oh, you need love and light and you need to do this and that. Well, to be serious, you need to keep the vibration high. The vibration needs to stay high in your heart and your soul. The higher vibration you are, the less the third dimensional entities can provoke and attack you. And you know when that's happening is when you start getting into arguments. Things aren't going your way, things aren't going right, bad, hectic days. Then you know you're in a lower vibration. Immediately take yourself back up to the fifth dimension. Create peace within your heart and your soul. Don't worry about the next humanoid who's causing the disagreement or the issues. They can stay in that third dimensional plane. And if that's where they want to be, just let them be. Don't change it. Don't help them out of it. Let them stay. They have to get themselves out of that. It is up to them to do for themselves. Lyra and Atlantis are no longer taking people from the third dimension and putting them in the fifth. It is now the human's responsibility to do that for themselves. We can tell you how to do it and how to get there, and we just did. It is up to you to get there. So that is the new objective. Each and every individual human is responsible for themselves to raise their vibration on their own without enlisting the aid of another. That is the new objective. Therefore, that leaves a challenge in the personal quest, a Lyra project. Your personal quest. That is your personal quest. Your personal quest is to do for yourself and raise yourself. We know that sounds harsh, but you cannot carry anyone anymore. You cannot carry another human. You cannot do it. It is not feasible anymore. These energies are not calling for that. These are individualistic energies. Only the individual humanoid can raise themselves. Well, what about mothers and newborns, you ask? Newborns are attached with the mother. Children stay with the mother until the age of 12. And then by the time the child is 12, the child is now responsible for raising their own vibration because they are now old enough to understand. And if they are not old enough to understand, it's either they are laden with an illness or a physical defect or a mental defect that they're not able to, in which Lyra and Cyrus will take care of that and they will rectify that. Or they are these new generations of children who don't want to. And this is where the point and the standoff begins between parent and child. The parent raises their vibration. The 13-year-old, who is of the newer generation, wishes not to do that, but then decides the parent must. No, the parent does not do for them anymore. That 12, 13-year-old is now responsible for themselves to raise their vibrations. They are born with their capabilities. The only problem is that they're not using their light intellect. They're not using their light intelligence. They were gifted with a form of intelligence to carry them through. And they are not using it. But that is not the parents' issue. That is not society's issue. That is not Earth's issue. It is everyone, every human, every sentient being for themselves now. They must raise themselves. 12 and older, unless they are. Our host says mentally and physically challenged. We agree with that term. So just take a few minutes and just take some deep breaths and close your eyes. And go into your heart and soul and ask each of them, where am I negating the forces of Lyra and Cyrus to be my individualistic dualist self? What can I do to help this along? And where is this taking me? And then go into your soul and search for those new Cyrus codes. They are in there. If they are not in there, that means you are too third dimensional earthbound. They are not there. It will take you another year to get into the fourth dimension, and then another year to get into the fifth. That means you got 2 years to work on this. Those of you who are in the fourth dimension, you have 1 year to work on this. There will be a major shift within 2 years' time. The majority of Earth's sentient beings needs to be on board with these current energies. Because there will be a planetary split. Have been small splits happening throughout the years, but that will be a major one. Say you have a family member who is in the third dimension, you have one in the fourth, and you're already in the fifth, waiting for the sixth, seventh, and eighth. Yes, in 2 years, you will take a new path and they will be left behind because they did not do the work. You are not responsible for any earthling that does not do the work. You are only responsible for yourself. And then, when you find your Cyrus star codes and your soul, if you are five dimensional and higher, check in with your heart. Your soul and heart will unpack the codes and meditate daily onto what code you received and how each of those codes will help you advance further into the futuristic timelines. And for those of you who are already here in the higher realms, we bless you. For those who are in the third dimensional realms and are struggling, we are sending you our love. For those who are in the fourth dimension, we are sending you light. And back to our fifth dimensional plus, you are receiving enormous amounts of light and love and help. All you have to do is ask for it. Thank you, Starflames. Until next time. Now disconnecting from the Lyra Atlantis connection. This has been an intense channel. I hope you take this all to heart and soul. And until next time, love and light from the Lyra Atlantis connection.